Chapter 9. On the Road Again. When Kim first saw the Lama in front of the temple, he fell to the Lama's feet.
You paid for my school and food for 3 years. I have completed my studies and now I have come to you.
You are no longer a child. You are now a man,
said the Lama.
I was right to leave you with those men with guns.
Kim and the Lama talked about their first journey together for some time. Then they decided on where to go next. The Lama wanted to go north to see the kind old lady who lived near Saharanpur. They took a train north to Delhi, and then from Delhi they took a train to Saharanpur. From there they continued their journey on foot. They walked across the countryside talking and praying. Each evening they received hospitality in a different village. Sometimes they stopped along the roadside, and the Lama pulled out his illustration of the Wheel of Life. He explained to Kim how people are born and die and are reborn again. He showed Kim the different hells and paradises. Sometimes people stopped and threw flowers on the Lama's drawing as a sign of respect and devotion. One day, a servant of the old lady found them. This was not difficult. There were no other red llamas traveling about the countryside.
The old lady wants to see you again,
said the servant.
She needs more charms for her grandchild. He always becomes sick after eating too many mangoes.
Oh yes,
said the llama.
I remember now.
He had forgotten their destination.
I often stayed with her when you were in school. She talks too much, but she is a very good woman. I do not like giving charms, but for her, I can.
Kim, the Lama, and the servant then walked 11 miles to the house of the old lady. She was very happy when she saw Kim and the Lama. She talked to them from the window of her house.
Oh, how handsome you have become,
she said to Kim.
Many women must be in love with you.
Oh, Maharani,
replied Kim.
You are still a great beauty.
Still?
laughed the old lady.
Maybe 20, maybe 30 years ago.
After dinner, the Lama went off to his little room to sleep, and Kim stayed by the fire.
I hope,
said the old lady,
tomorrow the Lama will make me a charm for my grandchild. He can also give me his opinion of the drugs of my new doctor.
What new doctor, Maharani?
Said Kim.
Oh, he is very good. He is a Bengali. His medicines are very, very good. I myself have used them.
Oh, be careful,
said Kim, a little jealous of this new doctor.
These travelling doctors sell coloured water and call it medicine.
Really? You doubt me?
Said a deep voice from the darkness. The doctor came and sat next to Kim by the fire. They began to talk about medicine. When they were finally alone, the doctor, who was a very large man, said to Kim,
Ah, don't you recognize me?
No, why should I? I mean,
said Kim, confused.
Oh, it's you, Hari Babu. How did you find me?
Red llamas are not very common in this part of the world,
explained Hari Babu.
Also, Mahbub told me you were coming here. I bought a box of medicine and began my journey as a travelling doctor. I really am a good doctor, though, but there is an important mission for us, Mr. O'Hara.
What is it? I hoped to play the great game soon,
said Kim.
Very soon,
began Hari Babu.
Do you remember the white stallion?
Yes,
Kim replied.
There were 5 kings who prepared a war against the British 3 years ago. I brought a message from Mahbub to Colonel Creighton.
Exactly,
continued Hari Babu.
But there was no war in the end. 2 of those 5 kings were paid by the British. They said they would protect the north. However, I have discovered that these 2 kings are now working with the Russians. In fact, a Russian and a Frenchman are now in the north, making promises to the kings and making maps.
I am beginning to understand,
said Kim.
I am going to the north to see what these 2 are doing,
said Hari Babu.
I would like some assistance. I am always afraid, you know. I am a Bengali after all. You do not need to travel with me. If you are near in case of danger, that is enough. So, you must persuade your lama to continue his search for the river of the arrow to the north.
That will not be difficult,
said Kim.
He comes from the hills and suffers greatly in the heat of the plains.
The next day at noon, Hurry Babu left. That evening, Kim and the lama also left for the hills. It had not been at all difficult to persuade the lama to continue his search in his cool hills.